B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Chris Spielman joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, first of all, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it, as always, when you come on. So, thanks for being such a gentleman. And I'm just curious, let's take Eagles first and what you saw from the Eagles and kind of what you're thinking going into Sunday.
Well, I think when you listen to the press conferences, one thing I think Coach Peterson is pretty accurate, and you know, the first downs were just awful for them. And when you had 13 first downs or 14, whatever it was, and you're second and seven plus, that kind of frees up the defensive coordinator on the other side to play more of a passing type situation. So you take that guessing game a little bit. So definitely improved there. There was a communication breakdown, and I get the problems with the offensive line. Hopefully with Lane Johnson being back this week and Miles Sanders being back, communication will be better. I do think that the first week is no reason to panic. I think sometimes the first week is a liar. So I'm anxious to see them bounce back. I really think they can be pretty good. Just the injuries, it's just almost,
I know,
like, unbelievable what the Eagles go through.
I know. Every year.
Crazy.
And I got to tell you, it's every year, Chris. Every year, they just get, even the year they win the Super Bowl, you remember, they were decimated by injuries. That's amazing.
Yeah, and nobody cares, though. I mean, right? That's,
that's
part of the game.
Exactly.
And everybody gets it. And I think there's a little bit of leeway for them if they, hopefully they won't, but with the expanded practice roster and the six veterans allowed on the practice roster, hopefully that will alleviate some of the stress for them.
Yeah, I think, and we're talking to Chris Spielman on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's going to be doing the game Sunday with Kevin Kugler, so looking forward to that. Chris, the thing that scares you is we love Carson. He's the franchise. But Carson still is putting himself in harm's way. And we talked about throwing the ball. Well, you remember that. You saw that play on tape, I'm sure, where he takes the sack and he's out of field goal range. He took a lot of big hits again. And you're wondering, and you look at him, you go, I applaud the valor, but you got to be able to throw the ball away and you got to be able to save your body.
So I just had this conversation with Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, about Kyler Murray, correct? And one of the biggest areas that Kyler Murray was focused on improving on was no negative plays on first or second downs. And I think that goes with Carson. Now, when you have a great player and an athlete like Carson or like a Kyler Murray that can extend plays and make exciting things happen, it's very difficult to tell him to eat it because we've seen him do so many different things over the years that are just remarkable. But the other time, you have to realize that, you know, I can't make this play all the time. Me extending plays, not necessarily a high-risk play. It might be a low-risk play as far as success goes. So I know it's been addressed. I know Coach Peterson's addressed it. I know Carson's talked about it. Everybody's talked about it. But until you actually do it, you're not going to get any benefit from it. And it's, you know, it's really hard because his instincts and how he's played the game his whole entire life goes against everything that they're asking him to do and that he's, frankly, asking himself to do.
I know, and listen, you don't want to complain about valor, right? Like, you don't want to do that. And but the problem is he's been hurt, right? You know, he's just been hurt, and they can't afford. He goes down. There's no Nick Foles bailing anybody out. I mean, you know, it's important for him to stay healthy and have a big year. And I think just for his own growth, to actually be that franchise quarterback, and you see it, you know, all those Russell Wilsons and Brady's and Breezes, they're playing every week.
Yeah. Well, I think with Carson, one thing he can help himself is watch film of a Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson, where those guys rarely take any shots, right? They know when to get down. They just have a feel. And so it's all about being smart, and I think – you know, there's only so much you can say, but even if his teammates would say, hey, man, you got to either, you know, slide or run out of bounds. Don't worry about the extra yard. We'll get all that stuff. Your job is to be our quarterback. Well, you can't be our quarterback if you have injuries. And you mentioned it at the beginning of this question, when you have a history of injuries, the number one thing that Carson needs to do is make sure he stays on the field, because you know how important he is to that team. I mean, what he did last year in that end run was just amazing, how he played with a cast of guys that were coming in off the street and practicing on Wednesday, starting the NFL on Sunday. It was just amazing. He can be a really, really good player. I think I'm a big fan of his because I think he's tremendous. It's just now, you know, you got to find that fine line between making a play and throwing a play away. And hopefully he'll start to get that, because I enjoy watching him play, and the Eagles don't have a chance without him.
I know. That's exactly right. Hey, what did you see from the Rams Sunday night? And how do you see the matchup working with these two?
So the Rams, I think, had the best group performance by an offensive line during the NFL all of last week. You're able to run the football 40 times in an NFL game.
I know.
And now they only had 3.8 yards per carry, but they ran it effectively, right?
Yeah.
40 times you're going to win the football game, I promise you, or at least 90 to 95% of the time. So they're very good. They're well coached. I think Jared Goff is comfortable. I think he's a really good player. I think he takes a lot of heat when maybe it's not always him, but hey, that's the nature of the position. Running back by committee, really good tight end and Tyler Higbee that nobody talks about. Then you have, in my opinion, one of the best five players in the history of the NFL, not just defensive tackles, but five players in Aaron Donald. He is unbelievable. It's just amazing to watch what this guy does week in and week out. It's just fascinating.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
It is. It's completely fascinating. I mean, he just dominates. It's amazing. He's just such a wrecking crew. It's incredible what he does.
So he's got the perfect body, right? So he's 6 foot, but he's got the arms of a 6'6 guy.
Yeah.
So first of all, he's got natural leverage in the run game or bull rushing or power rushing. Then he has the arm length to create separation. That's why you'll see him getting double teamed all night long. It reminds me of, we'll see who the Eagles throw in at guard this week. You know, who knows? But it reminds me of a guy, an offensive tackle that I played with, and we're getting ready to play the Green Bay Packers, and, you know, we're sitting at the locker, and all of a sudden he's lighting up a camel. Said, "What are you doing, man? You don't smoke." He said, "Dude, I got Reggie this week, man."
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I can't believe it.
That's fantastic.
Smoking an unfiltered camel because he's got Reggie White.
Oh so my god, that's fantastic.
Check the guards with the Eagles and see if they picked up smoking this week.
That is absolutely fantastic. Chris Spielman with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's doing the game for Fox on Sunday. One of the things that impressed me about the Rams' game plan was how they negated pressure. And the Cowboys' front is good. It's really good. And they were able to take advantage of it. And, you know, the Rams, first of all, they like to be an 11, so they prefer that. But a lot of misdirections. They're able to really get the ball out of Goff's hands. I'd like to see Eagles do a little bit more of that. What do you think of that? Getting the ball out of Carson's hand a little bit.
Yeah, that's how you negate pass rush, right? You run a quick screen game or three-step drops, or one thing you can do is do that little quick motion like they talked about the Rams, because what that does is at least if time's right, it'll hold the backside pursuit down on the running game. And yeah, I think, the Eagles are aggressive. I love the fact that Coach Peterson is aggressive. I think I would coach like that if I were a coach. But I do think you look at it and, you know, when you're taking play action pass, I don't even know how many I stopped counting on first down the play action passes that they had, which is fine. But those play action passes take longer to develop, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a deeper drop. So,
yep.
You know, routes correlate with the drop.
Yep.
And how deep the quarterback is. So I think we'll see a little bit different game plan. I don't know that for sure. I'll be there tomorrow to watch practice,
yep.
But I don't know for sure what they're going to do. But I wouldn't be surprised because I know when he talked about it 2 days in a row in his press conference, I know that second and nine average throughout the whole game is not what he's looking to repeat.
Nah, you can't do it. It'll be interesting to see how the Rams deploy Ramsey. I'm curious how they
look. Well, he's, by the way, he was the best college corner that I've watched play. I mean, he was fabulous.
Yeah.
And run and pass. That's a physical corner. That's almost like an oxymoron.
Yeah. No, he is, and he was. He was a great corner. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it depends on who they deem a threat. You know, is it
Deshaun?
I don't know, you know. Deshaun can still take the top off of the defense. I get that, but a lot of it depends on your coverage. You know, you can play man on another guy, but you can have the safety lean into Deshaun or anything over the top.
Yep.
My interest is seeing how they're going to handle Ertz and Goddard. That's interesting to me because they are a matchup problem for a lot of people, man.
That was funny. I was bringing that up. I brought that up a little bit earlier, and that's always been the difference. If you look at the previous two games, whether it was Foles or Wentz, you know, the fact that they go so much 12 and 13, I mean, it's a big deal. They are a matchup. I mean, Wentz, look at Ertz. I mean, he normally never drops that ball or else that's a conversion. And that, you know, he ain't Goddard. Goddard's blossomed, too. He could play.
Yeah, he's really, really good. Both of them are really good. They're really good run after the catch. I love their competitiveness in both of them. But, you know, that's to be expected. If you're not a competitor, I guarantee you're not in the NFL.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, those guys are really good. Excellent in the red zone, of course. And, you know, see Miles Sanders come back. I think Miles was one of those rare rookie guys that I think as the year went on got better last year, at least the games that I did. I did the early season Lions game, I think, and I was on a little bit of an Eagles run last year toward the end of the year as they were pushing for the NFC East. And I think he's pretty good. I think Boston Scott's a nice 1B. So they can do it, you know. And just for Eagles fans, understand, like, first week and, you know, you have talent. It's there. You get Lane Johnson back, you get a little healthier, you know, it's a good defense. Darius Slay is a really good player. I thought the defense, for the most part, played pretty darn good last week. The only thing I would want to see better from them, and it's an emphasis, and I know Coach Schwartz, probably emphasized this, but, you know, the Redskins had two touchdowns off two turnovers. You know, the best thing a defense can do is, you know, either 0 points or at the very least hold them to a field goal attempt. And I think their defense needs to respond better off turnovers, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Chris, welcome back. We got a new season. You know how crazy we are here in Philly? So welcome back. Have some fun this weekend and call a great game, brother.
Are restaurants open in Philadelphia, or do I need to pack, like, power bars?
No, we got restaurants. You just ate outside. So, it's going to be beautiful, too. Incredible weekend. And we got plenty of great spots. You can, if you need me to make a reservation, I will for coming on.
Well, you're dialed in. Hey, can I ask you one other question while I'm there?
Because
our church is open. Catholic churches, are they open? Do you know that or not?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So you can do mass.
So all right. I'm all good. Good. I need it when I'm in Philly.
Just make sure. Just make sure you have your mask with you, okay?
I will. Absolutely. 100%. I'm dialed right. in. I'm
awesome, brother. You need us. We're here for you, all right?
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
See you, bye. I'll take it easy. Chris Spielman on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.